Blog Talk Radio.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? Don't you hear me when I call? It's true, you are thinking of me.
God bless you, and good afternoon to our listeners. You are listening to Israel and New Breed. Aren't you glad that you are a friend of God? Well, we thank you for joining us today. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, good music, inspiration, and encouragement. So we thank you for sharing with us on today. We don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear, but we pray that it is a blessing to you. So what we want you to tell your family, your friends, your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And let them know that we are live on the air, and they do not want to miss this very special episode that is coming up today. If you would like to connect with Global Gospel, we want you to certainly reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook. We are on Instagram, we are on Twitter, and we are on Tumblr. And if you go to our Facebook page, if you go to our Twitter page or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. So reach out to us, Global Gospel, on those social platforms. We want you to know that in addition to Blog Talk Radio, all our episodes are syndicated on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. So you can check us out on those platforms. If you would like to connect with us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. You can email us, globalgospel17@gmail.com. We will be delighted and excited to hear from you, our listeners. And certainly we do want to shout out our sponsors out on today: Abyssinia, MPT Enterprise, Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, and Melanated Beards, just to name a few. To our constant listeners, the Townsends, the Normans, the Thompsons, the McCoys, the Hernandez, the Locke family, the Burdell family, the Stevenson family, we thank God for you, you, and you. To our listeners, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, California, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Canada, the West Indies, Brazil, Spain, Germany, France, Italy, India, Japan, South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, wherever you are, you are somebody special, and God loves you, and we do too. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And certainly our prayer today is that no one would be lost, that you would be touched, healed, delivered, saved, set free, and encouraged by the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is good news and glad tidings, and good news is here for you on today. You don't have to give up hope. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to be suicidal. But with Christ, all things are possible, and you can have life and have it more abundantly. Well, we have a special lineup for you on today, a very interesting panel discussion. And certainly after this brief break, you will hear more from me. You will hear more from our panelists. So stay tuned and be blessed by this selection.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try. Well, you're kidding.
love you.
All right, all right. We're back. That's what friends are for. We took you all the way back. The year was 1985. And this is Global Gospel again. And our guests are here in studio with us on today. And each one is going to say hello in their very special way and tell us who they are. Ladies first.
What's up, everyone? I am Aaliyah Nicole, a college graduate investor and now newly full-time entrepreneur. So I aspire to help thousands and one day millions of people across the globe turn their dreams into reality through strategic planning and mindset coaching. This year, I am looking to launch a coaching and consulting business. And as of February 1st, I will be going through beta testing and working with my first group of clients. So you guys can definitely follow me on all my social media platforms at I Am Aaliyah Nicole for specific and VIP updates.
All right. Thank you, Aaliyah Nicole, for joining the conversation on today.
No problem.
All right.
Good
our next
afternoon,
special guest.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ashley Bratcher. I am from Silver Spring, Maryland, also known as part of the DMZ. I am currently in my last year of college, majoring in communications, and hopefully this will not be the last time that you hear me on radio, because my goal is to be a radio or TV personality, and I am so glad to be here, and I can't wait to get involved with this program today and to hear what everyone has to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next special guest.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon, everybody. Hello, world. My name is Tommy L. Cooper III. I'm from Westbury, New York, but I currently live in Queens now. Right now, I'm actually in graduate school. I'm actually attending Kaiser University, where I'm obtaining my master's and doctorate in criminal justice and my doctorate in criminology. And in my future, I plan on going to law school after all this is done, and I have goals of becoming an attorney and working my way up to be a district attorney and hopefully settle down to be a judge in Supreme Court someday.
All right. Thank you for joining us on today. And no our next panelist.
Good afternoon. My name is Brian Francis. I'm from Elmont, New York. Brooklyn born, and I am a construction manager by trade, and I just want to be able to write a book about, you know, things in the world and stories that help people grow closer to God. And so being a novelist is one of my goals. Just glad to be here. Glad to be with you guys.
All right. Thank you as well for joining our conversation on today. And, the issue is today the conversation is today is about friendship. And as those of you that have read our title, it says that's what friends are for. And you heard the selection. That's what friends are for. And so much could be said about friendship. And sometimes we use the term loosely. Sometimes we just throw the word around. So what we're going to do today is, everyone in their own way, is first of all, going to explain to us define to us what their definition of a friend is. Aaliyah.
Yes. So for me, friends, I think about friends, there's different levels to friendships, right? So you can have someone that's like a peer friend, someone that you share common interests with, and then you have those close friends where they're more so in your inner circle, and then you have like your best friend, which is the person like you trust the most, and now you have that big bond, or like now you guys are kind of like soul tied together. So when I think about friendships, I definitely think about support and honesty, just growth, and, you know, just positive mindsets within those friendships. That would be for me.
Okay. Ashley?
I agree, and I also want to just add to that and basically say I feel like a friendship is a relationship, like, without the romantic component, if that makes sense. Like, a friendship is not one-sided. It takes effort to build a friendship just like it is if you're building a relationship in general, whether it's with a guy or whoever, a family member. It takes effort. It's not one-sided. Like, also, it's a bond that is secure enough to the point where you both know what boundaries to cross and what not to cross. You know, a friend knows your wants, your triggers, common interests. So that's basically what I think a friendship is. And also, regardless of a friendship, basically is a person who doesn't pass judgment on you. They're supportive. They're like your biggest cheerleader. They always want to see you do well, regardless of what you're doing or what you're going through or where you are in your life, basically, is what a friendship means to me.
Absolutely.
All right, so we heard from the sisterhood, so we're going to hear from the brotherhood because sometimes males and females have different ways of looking at things. So, brothers, your definition of a friendship.
Well, First of all, I want to give the shout out to the ladies because I agree with you both. I agree with the both of you.
Thank you.
To me as well.
Thank you.
I want to add a little bit more to it. No
good
problem.
Answer.
No problem. It was really a good answer.
Yeah.
I want to add a little bit more to it. From my perspective, I want to say friendship does come in with the support too, you know. I want to say, for me, friendship in terms of strong support, loyalty, just positive vibes, you know, instead of just bringing all the negative stuff out there towards a friendship. This doesn't make any sense even for a friend to be friends with somebody that's negative. But friendship is all about positivity, you know, moral support, and the person who will ride with you into the end. And it will always stick to your side, and then they'll show more support in your goals, your future. They will uplift you even when you're at your lowest. Mm-hmm. And that's very important to have in friendships nowadays.
Yes.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Right. That's a good answer, too.
All right. So far, so good. Brian?
Sure. I have to agree with everything that's been said. To me, friendships mimic are going to be a microcosm of your relationship with God, and that they have to be selfless. They have to be to the point where it's kind of like a dance. You know, when you have a friend, you're going to get different types, and you got to know what triggers them and what, you know, gets on their nerves, and you got to balance, and you got to, you know when someone's hurt, when someone's not hurt, and you got to bear with, you know, sometimes your friendship is not like a transaction where you put in money and you expect to have money there. It's one of those things where you might not get anything back, and it's kind of like how God is with us, in a sense, you know. He's friends with us, but he might not be getting anything back because we're not right at this point in time, and vice versa. Well, we're so off with each other. There are going to be times that are good and bad, and we just have to be wise enough and mature enough to see those things.
Cool.
I agree.
It sounds like we're pretty much all on the same page, and I know a few people mentioned that it is a relationship with no romance, so that's another topic for another day, and we're going to stay away from that right now.
That's a tough one.
But that's kind of loaded right there. But anyway, so I agree with everything everybody said, and that was great. So, Brian, you just brought up a point that can actually lead us into our next area that we want to define, and you mentioned the God factor. So when we have friends, do we recognize friendships are godly and some aren't godly? And is it important that we define those types of friendships? Back to you,
Aaliyah.
Yes.
Okay, so that is actually a great question and a great topic. I think, first and foremost, I do think that it is important to know and to define it, like if you have godly relationships. I think it's very important to have those, because the way I think about it is, if you have a friend and you guys are on the same page and that's your friend in Christ and you guys both believe in God and, you know, share that journey together, they can hold you accountable, because a part of being in a good friendship is being honest, even if it is going to hurt the person's feelings. So if I'm in a godly friendship with Marlon, and then, you know, he sees me, you know, striving to the left, and I'm coming to him and telling him, like, yeah, I'm not going to forgive such and such, he can kind of pull me back and, you know, say, like, that's not of God. Like, you should forgive. So sometimes in a godly friendship, it can keep you on the path that you need to be on. And I think that is also important. Then identifying those friendships are also important. But then again, that comes with self-awareness and knowing and honesty, holding yourself accountable. Are you a godly person? Because they say you attract what you are. So, like, knowing yourself and really being in the space to know, like, okay, this is not a godly friendship, because when I'm with this person, this is what I do. And then not only just being able to acknowledge that, but taking the next step of saying, you know what, I'm going to remove myself from them situations and I'm going to go to a better situation. And a lot of times we hold on to people for a long time because of time, but time doesn't really define a friendship. It's the actions and the characteristics and everything that, you know, is within the friendship that really defines the friendship that you have between you and someone else. So when you think about godly friendships, that's like the first friendships we really should be getting. Like, you know, your first friend is God. Your first everything should be God. And then you should always have those people that, you know, hold you accountable, and you can grow spiritually in life with them. So I think it's definitely an important thing to acknowledge, and definitely worth seeking. It is definitely worth seeking having a godly relationship or a friendship with someone.
Cool. Well said. Ashley?
Very well said. How do I top that? That was good.
From the heart. From the heart.
From the heart, right. And I agree with everything that Aaliyah was saying. I also wanted to point out, when we hear the word godly, I feel like we shouldn't limit it to, you know, Christians, or categorize it as just that one group. Godly could mean, you know, truth, light, peace, all the things that we should have in a friendship, you know what I mean? So I feel like godly friendship in that sense is very possible and is very important, and I feel like it's not asking for too much just to, like Aaliyah said, hold people accountable in order for those friendships, because your friendship is not going to grow if you're not willing to have all those qualities and traits while you're building a friendship. Like, for example, you want people to treat you the way you want to be treated. So if I'm not being loyal to Lamar, then how can I expect him to be loyal to me? And like I said, like, godly is, it's not just limited to that one, I've been raised with God, I know God. It's more than that. It's like you said, loyalty, peace, light, you know, all those, honor, all those things that you want people to treat you as. Hopefully that makes sense.
Hey, you know what? That is so well said. And so the preacher in me would say, tell your neighbor, take the limit off God. So anyway, so it is so important that when we say godly, that we are not bound by what our definition of God is.
Right.
For example, so
exactly.
We, if those of us that profess to be Christians, a God-ordained relationship may be Muslim neighbors that lives next door. Mm-hmm. It may be with your your Buddhist coworker. It could be with somebody that is going to connect you with your destiny. So then that would be God ordained, you know. And this is not, this is not the person you sit next to in church. That does not define the person that you are in a godly relationship with, because God is universal, you know, and we have our personal beliefs about who God is, but God works through everybody and everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and God is everywhere. Brothers.
Amen to that.
Godly friendships, godly connections.
Well, first of all, shout out to the ladies again.
Thank you.
They took the words out of my mouth. They came in with grease today, and they're not playing. I'm like, I don't know. I can't even top that. But, I mean, for me, from my perspective, I mean, I come from a church home. And Lamar knows practically, he knows everybody in my family.
All right, we're not going to talk about that.
I want to say that's very important. That's very important to build that with somebody. And it just, oh, wow.
You're doing good. Go ahead.
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, you ladies just topped it. I mean,
yeah, you guys
I agree with you 100%.
All right.
You hit it out the park.
In my terms of godly, yes, I agree with both of the ladies. You know, it's very important for those type of friendships, because even like I said before, even at your lowest, friends overall, we want to bring the best out of everybody, you know, especially in godly friendships. You know, I have a few friends myself that I build those relationships with, and we always uplift each other every single day, even when we are our lowest. So even for friendships, it's always important to do that. You know, you got to be that strong, be so strong together, you know, especially your friends that pray together. That's very important, you know, and shout out to ladies again, because that's very important as well. Everything that both of you said, I agree with you 100%. I was actually going to say that, but you guys beat me to it.
Yeah.
But I agree with the both of you.
All right. Okay. Cool. So I'm going to let the brothers are going to pass and slide on that one.
I've got a comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, as far as what you said about friendships being God ordained, they definitely are. And I think every friendship, you know, that you have in life, everyone that you meet, work, neighborhood, that's all God. And that's all God leading you to be a change agent wherever you go. So this is really short and sweet. I definitely believe that.
That's cool. Yes,
right.
We should
absolutely.
I like that change agent. It is important that we do recognize the difference, and because I'm sure you all would agree, and somebody could jump in. We've been connected with people in life that on the other side we find out, okay, this is not a God ordained relationship or friendship. This person is a bad influence on me, or this person brings negativity, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
That's so true.
I think it's important, though, when you identify things like that, not to be afraid to let those things go, because that goes back into earlier when I was saying sometimes with time, people will be like, well, you know, I've known her since kindergarten and we've been friends for 15 years, and they let that hold them back and not to move out of that toxic environment or that negative environment, because they're like, I knew you since forever, and I feel like, you know, it's supposed to be everlasting, but the only thing that's everlasting is Christ. So it's like, you know, it's important to be able to get out of that comfort zone and to go and explore those things. And you take what you learn from those negative situations so that way you, you know, you ask God for discernment and you know, like, okay, well, this was happened in the last friendship that I had. Maybe this is not mm-hmm. something that I should stick around for. So definitely important to be able to move forward when you identify, like, hey, this person has a negative impact on you, because at that point, you have a choice. You have a choice to allow them to negatively impact you, or you have a choice to move forward and to find peace somewhere else.
Yeah,
go ahead, Brian.
I think definitely if it's a you know, if it's just negative or maybe a bad relationship, bad friendship, you have to be careful. I would say though also that, you know, we have to, as much as we have to protect ourselves, we have to also ask God and look for, you know, someone may be negative because, you know, something happened or there was some trauma, you know, and sometimes mm-hmm. you might just have to be there, you know, for them. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you devote your whole life to them and their tragedy, but you may have to just be there as someone who's, you know, they know that they can reach out to. And sometimes people get, you know, stuck in something in the past. You know, you're talking about something from 1995 and you're just stuck and locked in that time period. And sometimes, you know, just to pray with them and just to talk to them and listen to them vent, sometimes that's incredibly helpful for those who have those issues.
Right. And can I add to that?
Go ahead.
I like the fact that he mentioned that and he said trauma, or a person may not realize they're quote-unquote being negative or whatever the case may be, because maybe they never had a friend or someone to show them that. So like you said, that's why it's good to have a friend who has those qualities that you can go to that can open your eyes to maybe things that you aren't seeing or you don't realize that you're doing. Because sometimes people may not realize what they're doing. And you're like, geez, this girl always has something to say that's negative. But in her or his eyes, it may just be something that they're dealing with. And they never had therapy. They never had a mom or dad or cousin or someone that they could vent to. Because everyone's always brushing them off. Oh, you're playing victim. Or no, like, this person is dealing with something. Sometimes they just need that friend to be like, you know what? I love you. I realize this. Maybe to, you know, sit and talk and figure out how we're going to find a solution to whatever it is that you're going through. Like, so you never know what people are going through. And some people aren't being negative just to be negative. Some people really don't realize what they're doing or what they're saying, because no one has been there wholeheartedly for them the way they may have been for someone else.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Everyone has a different background, and it's not always an excuse, but you know, some people haven't been exposed to true friendships or true relationships or true love. So all they know is what they know, which isn't very much.
Right.
And which brings us to the fact that there are so many emotions that go along with this. And so once we find out that our friend is dealing with these issues, whether it's a jealous friend or an envious friend or a hater or somebody that you can't trust. And I think Aaliyah said, listen, you got to recognize this. You got to deal with that. And so once we now there's different ways of dealing with it. You can cut somebody totally off, or you can people say the term that we've heard over the years is treat people with a long-handled spoon. And somebody said that's not a good way to treat people, or it's not good to be that way. But, you know, that's, you know, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm just quoting what people said. And if somebody wants to chime in on that, they can. But so once this person violates us or violates the friendships, where do we ever let that person be a friend again, or is that it? Brothers, I want you to go first.
I mean,
the ladies have been leading. We're going to switch it up a little bit.
The ladies.
Is there reconciliation after you violated our friendship?
Well, for me, well, there's two ways for me. Sometimes you do have to cut them loose, and then you have other options of outgrowing people. You know, there's going to be some situations where you run into a friend, and I ran into a bunch of them. I'm pretty sure everybody ran into them as well. It required me to sit back and had to really think, like, hey, this dude really did this to me. I didn't expect that. You know, you wouldn't really expect a lot of things with friends, especially from my perspective. As a man, I want to say personally, you could cut them loose or you could outgrow somebody. Me, I'm always, I don't cut everybody off. I just distance and just do what I think is best for me and just start to outgrow even areas I need to work on for myself. And even with friends, I was telling Lamar the other day at work, because we both work at the same job. I was telling them that friendships is just like everything around us, everything temporarily. You know, everything good, bad, or ugly has an expiration date to it. And it's sad to say, but it's actually true. And this is the world that we're actually born into. I had to realize that when I started to outgrow my friends that I grew up with in my childhood, and they kind of fit my future. You know, everybody has a choice out here. They like to do things that they want to do that's best for them. And sometimes that could affect the friendship, you know.
Right.
I like that. Friends don't fit with my future. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is
and
good.
I got that from my grandmother, Dr. Pearl Marie Brown, who also passed that now to my mother. My mother passed that to me and my sister. So without them, I wouldn't be the man I'm at today, especially my father, too. My father also chimed in with this knowledge as well. He shared his stories with friends. And everybody that you start up with at the I want to say, like, everybody that you start with in the beginning, you won't wind up ending up in the finish line together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very hard concept for me. I had to get a grasp on in life as I get older. And I'm only 26 years old, and I'm still growing.
Yeah.
That's true. That's so true. For me, I was just thinking that I had a friend once say that conflict is inevitable, right? Conflict is inevitable, and friendships are like that, where, you know, things are gonna happen that make you challenge what you know, trust with people. Once that's broken, that's very hard to get back. And, you know, the thing that helps me is knowing that whenever someone does something to me, I have to take on this mindset that, you know what, I'm just like them. You know, I may have not done that to them yet or done that to somebody in the future, but my sin nature, you know, will get me to that point where I can do something just as bad as them. And thank God for grace that I'm forgiven. So I have to agree with Tommy when he says I don't completely cut people off, but there's a lot less rope. And, you know, the worst part about those things, those betrayals, is that you have the memories of them and they come back, you know, just out of the blue and kind of haunt you with those type of failures. And, you know, and I've been cut off. I know that. I've cut people off. And it just teaches me that we are works in progress. And God is, you know, showing us by these bad things and working those bad things out to be good, not necessarily for our circumstances, but good for his will. And down the road, you take these lessons and you apply them to different friends, and then you leave this rope, a little bit of rope there for them just in case they change. Or maybe it's an issue where both of you need to change and mature a little bit. And then, you know, to maybe in the future something becomes beautiful. Or maybe, like Tommy says, things don't work out and you all don't make it to the finish line at the end. But, you know, just to be just never to hold on to those things where it becomes negative, I think, is the best thing to do.
Yeah, that's very true. I think everybody had brought up some great points, and I agree with everything that you guys said. In addition to that, I also feel like when it comes with thinking about if someone does you wrong and, you know, trying to get over that, you have to also be open to forgiveness. And even in the Bible, like in Matthew chapter 18 and 15, it says, like, if your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. And if he listens, then you have won your brother. And then in Matthew 6 and 14, they say, for if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So me personally, I know that I'm imperfect, and I want God to forgive me for my sins. So one thing that I'm actively working on is forgiving, not just in the flesh or on the outside, but in my heart, and really forgiving people for things that, you know, they've done or for hurt that I've experienced in these friendships. And I do think that, you know, after you forgive, it is definitely room for, you don't, like you guys said, you don't necessarily have to cut someone completely off, but I think it's important then, like you brought up, just working on yourself and really realizing the situation, like what role did you play into that, and fixing yourself, and then going back into those friendships and having boundaries so that they, you know, they have understanding and talking it out with them and being completely honest, like, you know, you did this and this is not necessarily right, and setting up those boundaries so that they can't cross those limits again. You come back, if you do decide to come back into that friendship, or even if you keep them at a distance and you just want to reach out to them and, you know, just comfort them in their situation, having boundaries will definitely help the friendship to, you know, build up in a different direction. So I think that is also important.
Yeah. Cool. Anybody else want to chime in on that?
Just real fast, I just want to say that I know for me, it depends on how deep the issue is, if it's worth reconciling the friendship, because I feel like it gets to a point where I agree, like, you don't make it to the finish line with everyone, and sometimes, I lost my thought, y'all. Sorry. I was going to say sometimes you do have to cut people off because they're not headed in the direction that you're going in. Like, for me, I had to cut some girlfriends off because I wanted to grow as a person. And I'm not if someone is content with where they are in their life, that's fine. But if you're compromising my peace and I noticed that I'm starting to become, like, you're not, the way that you carry yourself is not the person that I want to become, it's time to cut that off, because that's your, and I think that's when you realize who your friends are and who goes from being your friend to being an associate, if that makes sense. You know, like, sometimes you do have to cut people off because they can be damaging to what you're trying to pursue in your life or wherever it is that you're trying to get to. And sometimes you have to let people go. You have to be like, you know what? Mm-hmm. No, this is not working for me. So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah, Ashley, you got to shed that dead weight.
Yeah. You exactly. You got to check that dead weight at the door because this ain't going to work. Sometimes you have to really be like, you know what? Yeah, we've been friends for this amount of time, and I think, Lamar, you were saying time doesn't determine a friendship, but yeah, sometimes people show their true colors. It may take a year, it may take 20 years, and you'll be surprised at how people switch up on you. I know for a fact. Yeah.
And the timing is also crucial too, because once they start off or they show off of like a first impression, then over the years, things would just change for them. And that's when you know when it's the right thing to do to cut them loose or outgrow them. So that's actually pretty smart too. I think a lot of people nowadays have to come to grips with that too, because the timing is also crucial. And over time, you may be doing well for yourself, and then that person, you know, they could be doing a little decent for themselves, but there's some traits that they carried along the way. It's kind of just giving your friendship a thin line.
Yeah.
The time is also crucial. I think at the right time, some people have to, they have to know when it's the right time to let them know what's going on. Keep it real with them.
Yeah.
And if if that doesn't change afterwards, then you let them go, y'all grow them.
I would agree with that too. It's just that, you know, it's me thinking about how what that person might, what emotion, you know, that person might have done, or what thing they might have done that brings up a negative, you know, thought process in you. I guess it's, you know, it's fair to cut them off, but as long as it doesn't affect you to the point where you're still, like, you still boil every time you think of that person's name or that situation, I think, you know, my concern is just that people don't become, you know, what happened to you. You don't want to become what they did to you. And you don't want to, you know, have an angry thought process every time you think of that person. I'd say that's, you know, hopefully healthy, you know, healthy for you.
That is so true. That is true. And I always remember my aunt always told us this story about she was friends with someone. And one day she was walking down the street with this person, and the spirit spoke to her and said, "This is as far as you go." And we have to know in our life, we have to hear God's voice. And that could go for anything, or friendship or whatever. When we hear God's voice say, "This is as far as you go," that's it. You can't. You got to cut it off and you got to move on. Otherwise, it could change the whole course of history. You could end up being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Or if you in a good way, you could be at the right place at the right time. And so, listen, it's just like, you know, when you're a kid and you're growing up, your parents tell you, you know, if you see a fight going on, you go the other way. And so we got to realize if our friends are steering us one direction and it's not the right direction, you got to go the other way. And so what about the friendship? Listen, my life and my destiny is more important than this. And so with that being said, our time is swiftly moving. I do want our listeners to know that you can call in. We have experts on friendship on the line. So if you have a question or a concern, you can call in 619-924-0800. We're going to take like a brief break and let everyone, you know, collect their thoughts. And I do want to share these scriptures. I think Aaliyah brought up Proverbs. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." And then Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man that have friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." So this talks about brotherhood, but we know that it's sisterhood as well. It's about, you know, the family and relationship, and that's just the way it was written that way. But certainly we have to know and define those things. So I do want you to call in, and then when we come back, our guests are going to give some shout-outs. And we're going to try to, you know, come to a little bit of a conclusion on friendship. But do call us, 619-924-0800, or leave us a comment. Count on me. Shine through the rainbow. You're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. And if you missed anything up until this time, we want to remind you that all of our shows are archived, and certainly you can listen anytime. And so today, our special guest, That's What Friends Are For, have been with us, Aaliyah Nicole, Ashley Bratcher, Tommy Cooper III, and Brian Francis. All right, so I know that we have some people online, and I don't know if you're listening or if you actually want to say something, from someone has a from the 301, your number ends in 8. Would you like to say something, caller? Caller? Number ends in 8? No? Yes? All right. Some people don't realize when I'm talking to them because we don't always remember our phone numbers at the time. But, okay. Did I have somebody else online? Okay. Caller?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Marlon calling in. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah. Can you hear us?
What's going on, everybody? This is Marlon calling to shout out the Friends panel on this lovely Saturday.
Hello.
Hello, Marlon. How's it going?
It's going. It's calling to shout out the Friends panel.
Do you have anything that you would like to comment or share or any concern?
Oh, man.
Don't call me, not today.
Not today. So, well, I'm just going to say sometimes you gotta let people go. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know if anybody listens to country music, but
yeah.
So country music, you know, I think it was Kenny Rogers or somebody says, I think the name of the movie is The Gambler or something. But he says you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Yeah.
Somebody else know that, right? Know when to walk away. Listen, you got to know. So thank God for country music.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Marlon, for calling in. Do we have any other callers? 619-924-0800. All right. So with that being said, we are going to start to we're going to give some shout outs, and everybody's going to give their concluding comment today for friendship. And I know, and you know what, I meant to mention this, and I don't know if I should mention this now. Somebody may want to address it in their comments and conclusion. The past 2 years and this pandemic, I'm sure this has been it's been an experience for all of us, for family, for friendship, for employment, for church, wherever. And I'm sure that our viewpoints on friends have changed in some type of way. And I'm just going to leave it open like that. We may have to come back with round two for that one. But Aaliyah Nicole, give some, I'm sure there's some people you want to shout out today. So you can shout out and, you know, just kind of give us your concluding words.
Well, first and foremost, I want to shout out God, because without him, none of this would be possible.
Amen.
So shout out to him. Shout out to my dad, because he's actually listening on the call. And
dad,
then
you
lastly,
call
I just
us.
Want to shout out. Oh, y'all don't want him to tune in. We'll be here for like another hour. And lastly, just shout out to the Molina's Factory. Make sure you guys go get your luxury, natural, and vegan and cruelty-free hair care products. You can find that link in my bio or in Kaylin Tilney's bio on Instagram.
All right. Thank you, Aaliyah. Ashley.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Lamar, Cousin Lamar, for giving me this opportunity. I really, really enjoyed it. I wish it was longer. We have to do a part two because that was really fun, and it was very engaging, and just getting the experience just to be able to, like I said, I always wanted to be a TV or radio personality. You know, life happens, things happen. I'ma still get there, y'all. Please believe that. Y'all gonna see me somewhere, NBC, ABC, something.
All right.
I see that into existence, but this really gave me like an idea of what to expect, you know, how to carry myself, you know, how to feel. It actually felt like a natural conversation. So really, I was overthinking it. And I just want to shout out to everyone who said, send me the link. I got you. And I really appreciate it. Shout out to my cousin Mark. And shout out to my cousin Shayla. If she's listening, I love her so much. Now, not only is she my cousin, but she's my friend. Shayla is my friend, and I love her, and I just thank everybody for the support, and hopefully I will, quote-unquote, see you guys again in the future.
All right. Shayla, the number is 619-924-0800. Friends with call. All right. Okay. Tommy.
Well, first I want to give my shout-out to God. You know, because we are able to reach another day in our lives and make things possible for us to do what's best for us and move forward and carry on and keep that spirit going into us. So I want to give God thanks first. Second, shout out to my family because I think they are listening. And if they aren't, but it's okay. But still, shout out to my family. Shout out to my mother. Shout out to my father and shout out to my twin, my sister. We're not really twins, but she's older. But every time we're around, everybody say we always look like twins. But thank you, Lamar, again for allowing me to be on the show. This was actually a good conversation. It was, and shout out to everybody. You know, this felt like a natural conversation too, because I have conversations like this with Lamar on the regular. So. Shout out to everybody. I love everybody's perspectives on friendships, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of your day and keep God first and definitely have a great day.
Hey, Lamar, shout out to everyone. Shout out to God, of course. Shout out to Lamar for allowing me to be part of this panel. I really enjoyed it. I really liked hearing everyone's perspectives. Shout out to Aaliyah, Ash, and Tommy. You know, it was good to meet
you
guys. Shout out to my family in Long Island, mom, dad, and my sisters. Shout out to them. You guys have a wonderful Saturday, and hopefully I could be a part of something like this again. And shout out to my one of my real friends, Lamar. So shout out Lamar. You know, we definitely will be talking about things like this. In the future, just knowing how we are and the bond that we've built. So I'm glad to be on.
All right,
we're gonna have to do this again. We
we're gonna have to
bring this around.
Part two. You know, I
noticed
round two, three, and four.
Yeah.
Make it five.
Definitely, we have to.
Since everybody avoided the statement I made about, you know, how the 2 years. Past 2 years have been, I guess we do have to do it again. And we'll lead with that.
Oh, I missed that, cuz. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right.
I missed that,
so,
too.
Once again, I'm going to give everybody one last chance. 619-924-0800 before we conclude. Now, I do know there was a person in the 301 that called
in. Lamar, I think that's my mom, but I don't think she knows how to get in.
So I'm going to give Mom a chance. And, you know, Aaliyah, if your dad wants to call in, he can. But anyway, so 619-924-0800. I'm going to give this person in 301 one more chance. Okay, call in 301.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Can hear you.
Yeah, this is Anna. I missed the call. Like I said, I'm not technology. I can type on a computer, but I'm not when it comes to this. I'm not technology, but I just had a story I wanted to tell about friends.
Okay.
Did y'all got time to hear it?
Is it a long story or a short story?
No, I make it short and sweet. But anyway,
tell your story. Testify. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I had two friends at church that I thought was my friend. But anyway, one day they just stopped talking to me, and I still don't understand to this day why. But make a long story short, this minister told me one time I went to North Carolina to visit, and I went to this church, and this minister told me, she said, "Look, you have two friends at your you have two people at your church that probably been your friends." But she said they stopped talking to you and everything. She said you walk around with your head down. You won't say anything. You all sad. But she said, after this day, I want you to walk with your head up in the air. If they speak to you, you speak to them. If they don't, then you say, thank you, Jesus, and let God handle it. So I did. She told me also, she said, but one day, and she said, these people that you helped so much, and she said, I don't know why they turned their back on you, because you always were there for them. They weren't there for you, but you were always there for them. But you kept your true friendship to them. But she said, as to this day, don't let them let you walk with your head down or anything. So she said, because one day you're gonna be looking down on them, and it came to pass. So I thank God for that. I kept myself in God and prayed about the situation. That God kept me standing up straight, but they wouldn't fail. I didn't.
Right.
If that makes sense to everyone, that's my testimonial.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
It does.
All right now.
All right.
Yeah, and God
Interrupt
me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being with us today. God bless. All right. 619-924-0800. Again, I thank you all for sharing with us on today. That's what friends are for. We truly pray that someone was blessed. Oh, we got another caller.
Uh-oh.
Caller, hello.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh,
praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the shout out, Aaliyah. To the panel. God bless y'all. To the host, God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say much. I'm going to go ahead and quote this scripture and give my little...
But don't go away because you're going to pray us out.
All right. So all right. Proverbs 18:24. Says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And I believe here what they're talking about Jesus. He's the friend who sticks closer to a brother. Now, depending on who your brother may be, in my case, I have two brothers. I have one that lived three blocks from my house. I may see him once a year, three blocks walking distance. So it can be easy to be that friend who stick closer than that brother, because I don't even see him. I don't even speak to him, but I love him. You know, I love him with the love of God, you know, unconditional love. But really, it's agape love, because I love him because he is my brother. You get it?
We got it.
Yes,
but he lives physically close to me, but he's not a friend. I have friends who stick closer than the brother. Of course, Jesus is one of them. Mm-hmm. But there's friends who call me all the time. There's friends who visit me all the time. I visit them all the time. So in this case, it is easy for a friend to come in and stick closer to me than a brother. Family don't always stick together. I ain't trying to preach to you or nothing, but family don't always stick together. And you may come across a friend that'll be there for you always, no matter what, through thick and thin. And I just want to put that out there. I love my brother. But I'm just trying to make that point that, yes, I do have friends that stick closer to me than my brother. My other brother lives in Florida. I'm in California right now. So it is what it is. But I enjoyed the panel. I enjoyed the conversation. And I thank God for you all.
Thank you. Preacher,
thank
just,
you.
Just hold the line 1 second.
Thank you.
All right, we got another caller. All right. Caller. Hello, caller. Hello. I hear you, but I don't hear you.
Okay.
Caller. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. All right, good evening to all that are on the panel. This is Margie Townsend, Lamar's mom, and I just want to say that I enjoyed all of the conversations, and I just have a short story to tell. Years ago, I worked for a Catholic Charities, and during break time, someone came in at the last minute, and we had to let them know that we were on break and that they had to return later on, and the young lady became so angry. She actually offered me on the outside for a fight. And I said to her, no, I don't think so. So we took our break. Everyone went in their own separate direction. But when I returned back from my break, she had a yellow rose for me. So there's a way that when people, you know, do things, whether they are your friend or your enemy or whatever, they still have a way to apologize because there is some God in everyone. So they have to recognize that, and we have to always recognize that. Sometimes people, you never know what a person is going through in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe I heard it before that sometimes you just have to be that person there to take that little mm-hmm. bit of punishment at the time, and then God will balance it out. So I just wanted to share that little short story with you. Thank you. Enjoy every last one of you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. So, all right. I gave everybody the chance to call in. And so now our our guests, they know what they're saying. And they're going to say that at this time. And then, Aaliyah, your dad is, tell us your dad's name. Because he didn't say his name.
Yes.
Aaliyah?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah. What? Tell us your dad's name because he didn't say his name.
Kelvin Nelson.
Okay. Is there something else attached to that or no?
He's actually an elder, so you can say Elder Kelvin Nelson.
Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead. All right. So, do what you got to do.
Okay. This is Aaliyah Nicole calling all the way from Newark, New Jersey, and you are listening to Global Gospel hosted by Reverend Lamar Townsend.
All right. Ashley?
This is Ashley Bratcher from Silver Spring, Maryland, a.k.a. the DMV, and you are listening to Global Gospel hosted by Reverend Lamar Townsend.
All right. Tommy?
All right. This is Tommy L. Cooper III calling from Queens, New York, and you are listening to Global Gospel hosted by Reverend Lamar Townsend.
All right. Brian?
This is Brian Francis calling from Carteret, New Jersey, and you are listening to Global Gospel by Reverend Lamar Townsend.
All right. Elder Nelson, we thank you for sharing with us. We thank God for Aaliyah, Ashley, Tommy, and Brian for sharing with us what God has given them and laid upon their heart, lessons for life that we can share with others in days to come. And Elder Nelson, we're going to ask that since you took time out of your – and we thank God for all of our listeners around the world, wherever you're listening in from, whether you called it or not, we pray God's blessings upon you and continue to listen in. And like I said, we're archived. So, when this immediate following this show, you can log back in and listen to the entire thing. Elder Nelson, would you do the honors of closing us in prayer?
All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Let us all go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you to first say thank you. We thank you for Global Gospel. We thank you for all the hosts and all of the panel. We thank you for everyone who called in today to give their information, their insight into friends. Lord, we realize that your Bible says in one place that a friend stick closer than a brother. And Lord, we thank you for Jesus because we realize today that that friend is our Savior. And Lord, we want to thank you for our Savior today, Lord. We pray God's blessing on all of the panel on this program, Global Gospel, Lord. And we pray that no one catch this Omicron that's going around, Lord. Rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
When your friends and we'll be fighting right by your side.
In your time of need, trust, no lie, no pretending, no fake, empty promises and no cliche, but I'm here for you day by day. If the situation changed, I would not stay, right until the wheels fall off, no matter what it costs. Understand that
you got a friend in me. Oh, you got a friend in me.
That's called a